Well, shalom, and welcome to another hour of Jewish Soul Music. This is an hour of Chazanut. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. You can reach me very easily at cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com, if you have any comments or requests. I am pleased to welcome some new listeners. Some of you had attended the outstanding Shabbat Chazanut a couple of weeks ago, and I know that I picked up a few new listeners. I always enjoy hearing from you and getting your comments and suggestions. Yeah. Okay, let's get right to the Chazanis. Gershon Sirota, he was born near Odessa in 1874. He died in 1943 with his entire family. They were murdered in the uprising, the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising. He was a cantor who joined the recording industry very early, around the same time that Rosenblatt began recording, just after the 1900s. You can get a sense of the beauty of his voice. Whenever I hear the choir, I'm always imagining that these recordings were from 1910 to 1915. And if a young fellow was in the choir at the age of 10 or 12, he was 40 years old or so during the Holocaust. And I've often wondered how many of them were able to survive. Anyway, that's when I listen to these voices, it's almost that you can sense or foresee the coming Holocaust. Well, Shomar v'tismach Tzion, Gershon Sirota.
I'm sorry.
Gershon Sirota, you know, there are many who claim that he was the greatest. I don't get involved in that kind of a discussion. There are many, many greats, and he certainly was up there at the top with others, yes. Okay, let's hear Ritzei Vimuchasenu, Gershon Sirota. Gershon Sirota, Halbein Chataeinu, coming right up. Thank you. Just a point, you know that I started all this hobby of Jewish music with a previous hobby of collecting old phonographs and cylinder players and so forth. And the one thing that you should take note, all of Sirota's recordings range from 3 to 3.5, maybe up to 4 minutes, as were most of Rosenblatt and Kvartin. That was the length of a record in the early days, 4 minutes. Not like today where you can have a selection going for 9 or 10 minutes. It is a whole different ball game. So prior to, I guess it was the coming of the 78s after the war and the... invention, if you will, of 33 1/3, where you could get the extended play. But prior, in the teens and in the 20s and the 30s, most of the recordings were 3 to 4 minutes, which was the length of, they had to have the recordings to fit the the minutes allotted. In some rare instances, you had to flip the record over where it would play 4 minutes on one side and 4 minutes on the other. Anyway, just a side note. Let's go to Aaron Ben-Susan. He is a very popular Sephardi singer. This will be Ana Avda, Aaron Ben-Susan. He's in Canada someplace right now. Yes. Oh, Susan. Another selection will be Hananya Ben Akasha.
Oh, et Israel, ratzau lezakot et Israel. Lefi yechach, lefi yechach, lefi yechach, lefi
Susan, yes. Fine, fine voice. Zalman Yavne. Okay, he was born in 1904. At the age of 22, he was offered a job at the West Side Institutional Synagogue. Yes, that's the one on 76th Street that today has a wonderful young cousin. You know I'm a little biased, Zevi Muller. But Zalman Yavne was there for over 50 years, so that was into the 70s. We'll hear first, this is from a live davening. It will be V'hu Rachum, Zalman Yavne.
Oh,
This is from a live Marv Davening. This is Zalman Yavna. He was known as the Neshoma Chazan from the West Side Institutional Synagogue. Yes. We'll hear him chanting next the Hashkivenu.
Thank you.
We've been listening to Zalman Yavna, who was the chazan at the Westside Institutional Synagogue for over 50 years. And they have a great tradition and a new tradition going, of course, with Zevi Muller, one of my favorites, unabashedly. Okay, Eliezer Shulman was a chazan at Great Neck Synagogue for many, many years. Actually, I didn't know him. I knew his brother, who was a rabbi in New Jersey, in Newark, New Jersey. And eventually, he used to be near Asbury Park. I'm not sure if it was Lock Harbor. And on Sundays, we used to see him come onto the beach. And it was a different world, a different time, for sure. Let's hear cantor Eliezer Shulman with a kavior.
A kavior ben mahalalel ben mahalalel amen. Akavio ben mahalalel amen. Yistakel b'shelosh ha'divarim v'yein v'natov olidei averon. Yistakel b'shelosh ha'divarim vena tovo lidei avero. Lifnei melech malech
Cantor Eliezer Shulman with Akavya. We'll next hear him do V'ha'arev Na.
Velay mi day
Leamo Yisroel.
Well, it's Charlie Bernhardt, hoping that you enjoyed this hour of Chazanis. And again, you know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. Don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Remember that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. Shalom.